Praise the Lord, family. Welcome to another Gift of Life show. This is Mama T, your host today. Hey, I am so excited that I have my sound mind in Christ, that I can think, that I can choose, and that I can make choices that honor and glorify Him according to His Word. So I'm thankful that I have that ability to do that, and that I get to join you on this show. Hey, you know, there's so many things that have been going on. It's been a while since I've been on The Gift of Life, but this is a continual episode of The Reality of Sin, and this is number 6, and it might turn into 6A, B, and C, because I'm going to talk about why does and what does it mean Satan masquerades as an angel of light, and that's coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 14 and 15, and I'm going to read those in a minute. But I just want you to know that a lot of things are happening with LBE, a lot of things. I could give a testimony after testimony, but we have a group of ladies that Ava is raising up to help us facilitate our women's conference. It's turned into a women's conference. We have a prayer line in the mix now. We can't give out the number just yet because it's built for the team members right now, the leaders. But that'll grow. We have a theme now. I'm excited about it. Be you, see you from 2 Corinthians 5:17 and Romans 6:4. And all this is coming from different members that have been meeting and memorizing and proclaiming the Word of God and detoxing toxic thoughts and letting the light of Christ transform them from the inside out. So it's just exciting. I would just ask you to pray for us, keep praying for us, and you'll be seeing a lot of these things I'm talking about begin to unfold. But right now, I want to continue this series about the reality of sin, because I really believe that most believers that are born again, and most of my messages are targeted to believers, but anybody can get into this if they just believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to God, and that He's the only sacrifice and substitute that is for you, that you can't get to God by any of your humanistic, man-made religions and rites and rituals. It has to be through Jesus Christ and Him alone. So if you believe that, all you got to do is pray a prayer and mean it from your heart, or get my book. I have a sample prayer on page 25. You can just pray and ask the Lord, realize that you are a sinner, and that you are hopelessly lost. You don't have any direction of any assurity that you know you're going to be with God when you die. And that's the conviction of the Holy Spirit. But you can ask God to help you to understand what that means and repent of that thought of thinking that you could make it on your own or you didn't need God. And repent of that. Change your mind. Ask Him to come into your life. Ask Him and thank Him for forgiving you your sins. And then Christ comes into your life. You die to the old ways, the way you used to think and live. And then you begin on this new journey of this new life in Christ. And that's what we call in 2 Corinthians chapter 5:17 that we believe. If anyone is in Christ Jesus, they are a new creature. Old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. But we have an enemy. In spite of the fact that we're brand new, no matter how old you are in the Lord, we have an enemy. We have two enemies. Actually, scriptures call them three. The lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. But the root source of all that comes from Satan. He's a real live devil, a real live angel, a real evil angel that once was Lucifer. And I got series on that. You can go to our website, www.lovebyexample.com. And I think I even did a series on him. You have to scroll through the archives, but they're there. And he's real. And what he wants to do is to, and what he can do, is transform himself, masquerade himself as an angel or a minister of truth. And you know what? A lot of false leaders and teachers that are false leaders and teachers can teach the truth, but the end of their teaching and the end of those things that they teach, even though it's the truth, leads to destruction. So it's not enough just prophesizing the truth of God's word. You got to live it. And not live it, just to be living it, but you live it from your new nature, from the new position that God has given you. And there's a real intimate worship, a real intimate joy, a real intimate love and gratitude that you'll see coming from the initiated by the Holy Spirit, which is love, joy, and peace. And that's what my book, Do You See What I See? If you haven't got my book, get that. That's what my book, Do You See What I See? Based off of the four P's, is all about. Focusing on Christ Jesus and the love of God. Now, let me read this verse. Now, this series right here with the devil, Satan, is going to probably be a little longer. I want to take my time with this, but this will be the conclusion of the reality of sin. Because all sin, which is lawlessness, we talked about that, 1 John 3:4, we talked about that, is lawlessness against God's holy commandments and laws, which are righteous, holy, and good. And it's trespassing. So everyone has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And Satan is the root cause of all of that. We talked about that. Got to go back to the garden with those two trees. God told Adam and Eve, our first parents, that there's two trees here. The tree of life, have at it, basically. But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, don't touch it or you'll die. Now, see, we have the power to choose. We are not robots. We are not robots. We have the power to choose life or death, blessings or cursing. And God tells us in Deuteronomy, all through the scriptures, 30:19, choose life so you can live. But Adam and Eve, they chose to choose death. And that's how sin is Satan's lies that he speaks out of his mouth. John 8:44, when he speaks lies. And if we believe those lies and we respond to those lies, then we sin against God. Because Satan's going to always tell you to do the opposite of what the Word of God says. Now, he might sugarcoat it. And it's like he does himself, transforms himself to make you think of something different. But the point is, anything coming out of Satan, that's his very nature, is nothing but sin and lies. And sin is like an ally that Satan uses to kind of get us from the back door that most believers aren't aware of. And that's why I love Romans 6:7-8, which I hope one day I'll get to teach on that. But God has an ally in Romans 2:14, and that is the witness of in our very consciousness. He has put in every human being a consciousness of God. And you might not know all the Ten Commandments, but you know right from wrong, because God has put that in you. Look at Romans 1:14. Let's see if I can find that real quick. Romans 1:14. So every human being, God has not left them as a victim. Look at this. Romans 1:14. It says right here. Oh, excuse me. 2:14. I'm sorry. 2:14. He says, for when Gentiles, that means people that aren't from the Jewish nation, who do not have the law, like the law of God, by nature, do the things in the law. These, although do not having the law, are a law of themselves. Here it is, 15. Who shows the works of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing them or excusing them. So, see, we have a conscience. Our conscience is designed, and you can read Hebrews 5:14, to tell us what's right and what's wrong. That's God. He put that in us. He created that in every human being. Even if you're not born again, even if you're not a Jew from the Jewish nation, even if you don't know the Ten Commandments and the ceremonial laws and the different ways that people worship God, there's still a sense of right and wrong. Well, that's God. But Satan will try to come and will come to deceive you from really understanding what that really means. So let me just read 2 Corinthians right here about the deceiver that transforms himself as an angel of light. It says, and I'm going to take my time here. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, it says verse 14, and no wonder, this is the Apostle Paul, because they're accusing Paul, these lying ministers are attacking Paul, saying he's not teaching the truth. But Paul says, and no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself as an angel of light. He goes, therefore, it is no great thing that his ministers also transform themselves as ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Now look what it says in same author in Ephesians. It says in Ephesians chapter 5. I love this verse. He says, and have no fellowship, Ephesians 5:11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. So we have this metaphor of light and dark that are metaphors for evil and good. And so Satan knows if he can transform himself as an angel of light, as an angel of doing good, as things being okay, then he knows he can deceive you. And most people that are deceived by the angel of light and by his lying and his sin are people that don't really know the true light of Jesus Christ in God. That's God in Christ calling you to know who he is so you can defend yourself appropriately according to the purpose of why God created you. Now, let me just read that same verse from a couple other versions. Here's one. And it is no wonder, for even Satan himself is able to take a form of an angel of light. Here's another one. And that you should not be surprised. Even Satan can make himself seem like an angel of light who belongs to the light. Look at that one. Okay, let's see if I can find another one. And no wonder, for even Satan masquerades as an angel of light. So we all know what those words mean. Masquerade, disguises. He's trying to hide himself. He doesn't try. He hides himself because he's not going to come out with a pitchfork and a pointed tail and look all scary at you. He's not going to come that way. He's going to come very deceiving, very subtle, very disguised to trick you to think that he is speaking for God. So how are we to know the difference? How are we to tell? It's through the word of God. So again, James 1:17, it talks about the spiritual reality of God being the Father of lights. Now remember, these metaphors, darkness and light, are metaphors. They're illustrations to help us to understand, or parallels to help us to understand between good and evil, and or light or dark, you know. And darkness means is a form of being blinded. You're blinded to the truth. And the truth is like light. You can see where you're going. You know, the scriptures say that all through Psalms 119. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. And thy word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against you. You know, so the word is like a light. It's like a mirror. It shows you and reveals to you the things that you need to do to stay on track and grow as a born-again believer. So it is repeated in the Bible for us to understand that God is holy, good, and truthful. 1 John 1:5, when we are in the light, we are in him. 1 Peter 2:9, he exhorts us to join him in the light. For giving us light was his promise in John 12:46. Light is the place where love dwells and is comfortable. God has created light, Genesis 1:3. Wow. And in him is no darkness. Light dwells with God. And God put the light of his love, his very essence, the light of his love, we're creating his image, in the heart of every human being. And he wants us to understand that light. 2 Corinthians 4:6, which is a metaphor of him. Because if you read John 4:24, it says, you know, when we come, we're created to worship God and to serve God, and to love one another. But Satan, again, according to 2 Corinthians 11:14, says he wants to disguise himself as an angel of light. It means that he wants to take opportunity and capitalize on the love of God, on the light of God, in order to deceive. He wants us to think. See, this is what he wants to do. He wants to attack your mind. He wants to attack your mind. That's why we're constantly waxing off, waxing on, detoxing these old remaining sinful thoughts that we believed and doubted against God before we came born again. Even though we're brand new, we got a brand new nature. The old is dead and buried with Christ, but the residue, like jet lag, still lingers on us in the form of toxic thoughts. So you have to always be renewing and detoxing your mind. And this is what we do in the classes that we are attending right now. We're constantly memorizing verses, talking about them, sharing about what God is calling us to do, understanding the context, and that's what you do. Then we perform, but we perform from the new nature, and that's how you grow, becoming more like Christ. And you know Christ, he would always do what the Father told him to do. They were close. You know, when you look at Romans 7:4, it says that we were married to this old nature, to this old sinful dominating, kind of like a dictator. That, you know, before we were born again, we were controlled. You know, we weren't free. We might have thought we were free. Paul thought he was free. But before we were born again and saw the reality of our sins, we were slave to sin, slave to Satan. And they ran the show. We were their puppets. Everything you did that was wrong before you were born again, that wasn't your idea. That was Satan's idea, but you believed the idea. Well, now, being born again, we've got a brand new mind, brand new nature. We live like in a brand new country. Where citizenship's in heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven. And now we gotta renew our mind to this new language, this new country. Because the old country is still going to talk. Satan's still going to talk to us. Those old sinful habits and thoughts are going to still spring up from inside our non-conscious to our conscious level. So we have to be aware of those and be mindful and guard our minds so we can pull down those strongholds, replacing them with the Word of God. Believers that don't do that on a regular basis, they may be born again. I can't say that they're not. They may, because Corinthians and the Galatians, they were born again, but they were being duped by the enemy because they weren't remembering and continually growing in the knowledge of God. And so you can still be born again and still live as if you aren't born again because you haven't learned how to live in this new heavenly realm, this new country, in a sense, and this new realm of being in Christ, which is your new position with His power. Hallelujah. Then you perform and stay in His presence. That's how it works, brothers and sisters. I'm so thankful for the Word of God. So most people haven't learned how to live there. So they think what the enemy thinks. They think that good is evil. They think that black is white. Satan gets everything twisted up with his lies, which is sin, and he wants to make God look bad. Now, Tony Evans wrote a great book, and he's got it's called God Cannot Be Trusted, and he has six lies that Satan, favorite lies, and here they are. Number one, well, first of all, Satan's called the father of lies, okay, that's John 8:44, but he says, lie number one, Satan does not want you to think he exists. Number two, God is holding out on you. Number three, God cannot be trusted. Number four, sin carries no consequences. He wants you to think that. Number five, you can't be like God. That was his problem. That's why he got kicked out of heaven. And if it feels good, do it. So those are some lies, favorite lies that Satan wants believers to believe. And he wants non-believers to believe it, just like Adam and Eve. They believe that. They believe that God couldn't be trusted. Because if they'd have believed that God could have been trusted, they wouldn't have believed the lie. They also believe that sin didn't carry any consequences. They also believe that God must be holding out on them. So why would he tell us not to eat from that tree? You see, brothers and sisters, it is so important. We cannot fight and defeat Satan on our own strength. That's why we needed Jesus, and we continue to need to him through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what Galatians chapter 3 is all about. So most people are not drawn, like I said, to darkness deliberately. You know, Satan doesn't come to them all scary, but he transforms himself, masquerades as an angel of light. Satan appears to be a creature or a teacher or somebody great that's just got great things going on, lots of money, lots of big houses, they can speak good, and they can sing good, and look at them, and you're just so focused on the outside. You remember what God said in Samuel, 1 Samuel 16, that God looks at the heart, but people look on the external. It's not about the external. In the Beatitudes, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, Jesus was constantly saying, you know, you heard it said you should not kill. He says, but I say you shouldn't even hate your brother, because hating is what's behind the killing. You know, when you kill somebody, that's external, but it's what's behind that killing, that murder. It's hatred. It starts with a thought. That's lust. That's covetousness. And that's idle. That's what it says, that lustfulness and covetousness is an idol. You're putting yourself up above anybody else. So that's why it's important for you not to be watching these killing kind of movies too. You know, because those are totally against the things of God. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Brothers and sisters, if you are born again, you need to be saturating yourself with the Word of God, hanging around other people that are saturating themselves with the Word of God. You need to get radical for God. Seriously, you need to turn off the world. You need to wipe that off, wax that off, and put on Christ. That's what the scriptures say. If you want to see the power of God and to examine yourself, 2 Corinthians 13:5, to see if Christ is in you. That's what Paul says. A lot of people think that they're born again, and they're not. So you need to be careful and not just think because you said a prayer, you signed a card, or you confessed your sins that you're born again, but there's no change in your life. You need to examine yourself to make sure. Because like I say, hell is too long to be wrong. I'm going to almost have to quit here. Just got started, but I'm going to come back. So this is the reality of sin, number 6. I'll put A, and this is going to be stomping on Satan's head. We're going to be stomping on sin, wiping off and wiping on the good light of Jesus Christ. I love you, brothers and sisters. See you soon. Examine yourself to make sure you're in the faith.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Here it is.
Mighty warriors,
encouraged believers, we're kings of the land, possessors of life. We're ready to battle for what's right. So what you gonna do?
Stomp on the devil's head.
Come on, somebody crush his head. What you gonna do?
Stomp on the devil's head.
Come on, come on. What you gonna do?
Stomp on the devil's head.
Yeah. What you gonna do? Hey, in the building, say, oh, 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 oh,
oh.
His powers,
he's under my feet,
he's under my feet,
he's under my feet,
his
is under my feet.
He's under my feet.
All of his plans is under my feet. Every principality is
under my feet.
All of his words is
under my feet.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet. He threw us in hell with a new power.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
He's under your feet. Let me hear you make some noise.
He's under my feet.
Hey, you're under my feet.
He's under my feet.
All of your works.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
All of your powers.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet. One more time, let me shout it. Walk around right where you are. Walk around right where you are. You got kingdom authority. You're a mighty warrior. Come on. Take it back. Take back your family. Take back your marriage. Take back your neighborhood. Take back your community. We take back the schools. We take back the government. We take back the marketplace. Come on, take it back, take it back. What a warrior is that? What a warrior is that? Judah, where are you at?
He's under my feet.
Oh yes, he is.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.